With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A section of Roseville Gardens Drive in East Windsor is open after police investigated a suspicious package Tuesday. Police closed that section between Tecumseh Road East and Charlie Brooks Drive around noon. Police say the package was not suspicious and Roseville Gardens was reopened around 1:30. Windsor police are also looking for a man who took someone's cell phone at knife point last week. It happened Thursday morning at a bus stop on Walker Road near Moxley Avenue. The victim told police someone approached him asking to call a cab. When the victim took out his phone, the suspect pulled a large knife and grabbed it. An image and video of the suspect can be found on our website. There will be no public inquiry into foreign interference. Chief Rapporteur David Johnston says while there are concerns about the issue and public hearings should be held, a public inquiry is impractical because much of the information he uncovered is classified. This comes from a global news investigation into interference in Canadian elections from China and other countries. A Wheatley teenager is in trouble for allegedly threatening someone over the phone. Chatham Kent police say it happened May 17th in the area of Degg Street in Chatham. The 15-year-old turned herself in on Monday and is now charged with uttering threats. Michigan is now the 20th state with red flag gun laws. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed it into law Monday. The Detroit Free Press says they're designed to keep guns away from people posing a danger to themselves or other people. The state legislature passed the bill just 2 months after three students were shot and killed at Michigan State University. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will use Twitter to announce his candidacy for president Wednesday. NBC News reports that DeSantis will announce his run for the GOP nomination in an announcement hosted by Twitter owner Elon Musk. DeSantis will go up against former President Donald Trump and five other declared candidates so far. You'll soon be able to see the Tigers play after riding the tunnel bus again. Transit Windsor is again offering special event shuttles for Detroit concerts and sporting events at $15 per round trip.
It will be limited. You know, there are certain events that are just very difficult for us to service because they occur during peak service times, i.e. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 in the afternoon on a weekday. We have all our resources, the majority of them committed to providing service here.
Executive Director Tyson Craig also said trips must be booked online in advance. A Walpole Island elder is receiving recognition from the University of Windsor. Myrna Kicknessway is an elder in residence at Windsor Law and one of four people getting an honorary doctorate from U of W during convocations this week. In addition to teaching, Kicknessway also contributes to indigenous aspects of important university events. In sports, the Tigers are in Kansas City Tuesday night and the Blue Jays are in Tampa Bay. The Windsor Express host London in Game 3 of the NBLC Finals. The series is tied at one game each. Canada beat Czechia 3-1 at the IIHF World Hockey Championships, and Team USA beat Sweden 4-3 in overtime. Tuesday night's weather, clear and 12, mostly sunny, hazy, and 19 Wednesday, fair, windy, and 5 Wednesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.